This is a CKTZ News Update. Cortez Island streams and creeks are host to spawning salmon, most notably the chum species. Christine and Cease Robinson of the local stream keepers group, overseen by the Friends of Cortez Island Conservation and Stewardship Organization, say this year's chum return has been low.
I would say it's a mystery, and we're not done yet in terms of hoping, but it's a mystery, and we're not at the bottom of trying to understand what's happened. It's certainly been a very poor showing, I guess, in terms of counting the number of live salmon that we think have successfully spawned. It would be probably the lowest count we've had in a long time, actually.
Okay, obviously that's a disappointment. How many actual streams on Cortez do the chum salmon usually return to?
Basil Creek and Squirrel Cove is the primary one, but so there it can be anywhere from a dozen fish like this year to more commonly several hundred. So the biggest year we ever counted was, I think, 1,300. That was exceptional. Yeah, so that's the primary one, and then there's Hanson Creek coming into the east end of the Gorge Harbor, which is a much smaller run. All of the others are a lot smaller, so yeah, over the years, if we've seen 30 fish or something like that in Hanson, it's been about normal. This year was virtually nothing. The James Creek going into Carrington has a very small run, but it's hanging on. And some years we'll see a dozen fish or maybe 30 fish. This year we were aware that there were certainly 8 or 10 or so went in. Whether they spawned, we don't know. Otters are pretty hungry in there. And the Milltown Creek, which is also a very tiny run. And there's issues of access to count there. But anyway, this year we weren't aware of any fish at all coming into the stream at Whaletown. Saw one carcass, I think, on the shore in the bay, so somebody tried.
Uh-huh. And approximately how many years have you folks been monitoring these streams?
I think officially as Folkheim Stream Keepers, we've been monitoring for somewhere between 10 and 12 years. And prior to us, and also in conjunction with us, the Clifford Fisheries does their assessments. They've focused more so on Basil Creek and what they call Carrington Creek or James Creek. And their records go back quite a while. They work, obviously, with Fisheries and Oceans. And prior to our citizen science efforts, there were active stream keepers in the, I think, the 80s that were tracking numbers. We do have, I'd say, close to 40 years and further, but 40 years record keeping on Cortez Island by various local groups.
You mentioned that so far this poor return is a mystery. Do you have any sense of what could be at the heart of that?
Maybe we'll both comment on that a little. I think that the more a person delves into understanding Pacific salmon and their life cycle and the species that we have on in the Pacific, you start to realize there's a huge complexity. There's great variation between the individual species, and all the species are migratory, and their life cycle spans anywhere from 2 to 5 to 6 years. And even within a species, there can be a range. So with chum, typically most people consider that to be a 4-year return back to their natal creeks, but some there's still an understanding that it can be 3 years and it can be 5 years. And it makes it's not a simple answer, Greg, as to what's happening. And I think the only way we can begin to know is to reach out to other people in the field, which we are currently in the process of doing right now. And again, in a year or two, we'll look back on this year and we might understand better what's happened this year. I don't think we can look at it in isolation and say it was a complete failure. It appears like that right now, but I would hesitate to actually say that. So I think we have quite a bit to learn and understand about what's happened specifically here. And we've been in touch with stream keepers on Quadra, and their situation is fairly different. So that's why I'm hesitant to say exactly what's happened here yet.
Yeah, I see, because that was going to be my next question, is if you had any other locations in different parts of perhaps the Discovery Islands to compare to, just to know if this is an isolated case or part of a trend.
Greg, overall, there's a general trend of poor return, but honestly, there's been some fairly good returns in certain streams too. So, Yeah, as Christine said, it's certainly not across the board. We're still gathering some information and talking to people about that. But I guess I'd clarify one thing and make a comment on a theoretical thing. But to clarify for sure, the drought kept our streams on Cortez so low. If there had been all sorts of fish come back, it would have been a bit academic, frankly, because they couldn't have got up. And I think some folks probably have been assuming that the bad showing is because of the low streams. And of course, the low streams are concerning, alarming, really, because that's a trend too. But the fact is that the fish simply did not come back or have not yet come back in any number. So regardless of the height of the stream, because when they do, they can't get up the stream, it's quite obvious. They all pile up in the vicinity of the mouth in the estuary within the bay, and you see them jumping and hovering around the mouth of the creek, and there's lots of birds and whales and seals, and there's a little bit of that but very little. So the other thing is that there was a report came out quite recently, actually in the last couple of months, with a study on the North Pacific and I think the chum population particularly, and it had been studying the effect of the warmer water on the chum salmon. Not this year, it wasn't so bad, the temperature this year, but 2 and 3 years ago, there was a super marine heat wave, and the effect of that on the chum is that it lowers their energy. They simply don't have the energy to pursue and capture the food that they normally eat, which is a high-energy feed. They can't catch it, and to some degree, it's not there either. So what they do is they lower their sights to a food source that's easier to catch, which is primarily jellyfish, and they just don't have the nutrition available to them when they're eating that different food. So that's going to lower their survival rate, so who knows how big a deal that is.
Really, on Cortez, we're speaking about chum salmon. We do have coho, but they're much harder to really see coming in. They often move at night. They're fast. They don't come in the numbers that chum do and congregate in the creek. So really, we'd be mostly counting and making assessments based on the chum species. And going back to Cece's response about if the chum had shown up here in our bays, we might have seen a lot more action, and we did not appear to. In speaking to stream keepers on Quadra, who there they have pink chum and I think some Chinook that come in, and coho, with their chum and their pinks, they actually, in at least one of the creeks, I think it was the Hyacinth Creek, they had a number of chum who actually were pooling off the creek mouth in the estuary. The creeks weren't high enough, and they actually, the carcasses were found and counted in the estuary, in the bay. So that tells me, based on that, maybe correct or not, but that tells me that we did not get the numbers we might have expected here. And that's where I say we still have a mystery to solve.
Okay. Now, I'm just curious, getting back to the stream keepers organization itself under the Friends of Cortez Island, it's all staffed by volunteers, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and how many people are involved in the program?
You know, I should know the exact number, but it's a dozen or so.
Great. And just, you guys mentioned earlier how long you've been involved, even before it was under the FOCI auspices, but I'm curious about, for both of you, what has inspired you to take part in the Cortez Island Stream Keepers program?
I think we both love fish, and we love salmon, and it's a really, I think it's a pretty inspiring story of these fascinating great migrations of from small creeks out into the ocean and back, and it's just been such an ongoing, eternal cycle of life that we have right here, and we don't have to go anywhere beyond the shores of Cortez to actually experience that magic.
I just want to thank you on behalf of the citizens of Cortez for this important work you've been doing for so many years, and you're certainly committed to it. And I just want to also add that I'll look forward to speaking to you with again and hopefully updating the situation when perhaps there's more data available and you have a clearer understanding of what happened this year.
Yeah, wouldn't it be fun if the next time we can say that, yes, there was 1,000 fish came in a few days after we spoke to you.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.